This is Getting to Know Your Bible, a program dedicated to the proclaiming of the good news of Jesus Christ. Here's Billy Lambert.
A friend of mine, fellow preacher, was doing some searching for information for a lesson he was going to be preaching, a sermon he was going to preach, and he ran across this information that disturbed him, actually disturbs me, should disturb us all. You know, a lot of people cease going to worship during the period of COVID. And I've not talked to anyone anywhere that hasn't experienced some of that effect from COVID. And he learned that 31% of those who cease going to worship during COVID claim they'll never be back. Well, that's sad that they will never be back. Today we're going to be talking about Isaiah chapter 53, and we're going to be looking at the sixth verse. And maybe this is a very appropriate lesson in light of that statistic. Looking for lost sheep. That's our subject of study today. I'm Billy Lambert. I'm the regular speaker on Getting to Know Your Bible. And I want to thank you for tuning in to watch today. So some of you may be watching for the very first time. Thank you for watching today. Continue to watch as we discuss something out of the Bible from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah about sheep, straying sheep. And so today we're going to be offering a free Bible course. We'd like for you to have the course in order that you might know more about the course and hopefully want to get the course and how you can receive the course. We're going to pause for just a moment.
To help you in your study of the Bible, we want to send you this Bible correspondence course. This course is non-denominational. It's based on the Bible. It's conducted by mail, and it's free. To receive this course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama, 36580. Or call toll-free 1-877-711-5214.
Hi there, I'm Ray Reynolds, the Marketing Director for Getting to Know Your Bible. I want to encourage you to check out Pray.com, a resource where you can read daily Bible readings or get daily prayer ideas. And there you can also now find Getting to Know Your Bible. You can search for Getting to Know Your Bible or for Billy Lambert and find resources available to you through podcasts and previous programs that we'd love for you to check out. We want to encourage you in your daily walk for God. We pray that God will bless you and use this resource to do so. Thanks for tuning in to Getting to Know Your Bible.
In Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 6, this is what the prophet wrote. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Do you know of any straying sheep? Sometimes there are those that are Christians that stray away from Christ and stray away from the church. I suppose Paul had that in mind when he wrote in Galatians 6 and verse 1, Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Do you know anyone who has never obeyed the gospel, never became a Christian, never given their life to Christ and to God and to the Holy Spirit? Jesus said, go preach the gospel to the to the world in Mark 16:15. And we have yet, I think, to fully complete that task of preaching the gospel to the whole world. Getting to know your Bible is making an effort to go into as much of the world as we possibly can. Recently, we took on another opportunity of preaching in many countries throughout the world. But there are so many people that need the gospel. And our text tells us the reason is because all we, like sheep, have gone astray. There's something I want you to notice about Isaiah 53 and verse 6. And that's the first word and the last word. This text begins with the word all. It ends with the word all. All have strayed. And Jesus died for all. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. All have sinned. He died for all. The Bible teaches that he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And his blood can cleanse us from all sin. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, this is written to those who had already become Christians, and it was written to encourage them to remain faithful to Christ. And he says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So there's cleansing power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he cleanses us from all sin. All sin, all can be saved. You see, all we like sheep have gone astray. Now, a straying sheep is in grave danger, in serious danger. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus said, fear not him who's able to destroy the body, but hath no power over the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and the body in hell. A straying sheep is in danger. And sometimes a sheep wanders carelessly from the fold and becomes distracted by its environment. Maybe that's what Jesus had in mind in Luke the 8th chapter when he talked about those who are distracted by the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life. A straying sheep may need to have help in coming home where he belongs. That a sheep may get cast, and what we mean by that, it may get turned over on its back. And it cannot get up. It may need help to get up. And I think there are many people today that are on their backs, figuratively speaking. They don't know what to do with their lives. They don't know where to go. They don't know what's coming next in their lives. And there is an emptiness in their life that eats away at them like a hole in their heart. And folks, they're going to need some help to get up. And our world is filled today with straying sheep. And it ought to break our hearts as it breaks the heart of God that people are wandering about as sheep that do not have a shepherd. But Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who died for the sins of the world, John 1:29. And he died to save the sheep. He is the shepherd. And Jesus died to save mankind. The whole world needs saving because the whole world has gone astray. 1 John 5:19 says the whole world lies in wickedness, in sin. But he says all we like sheep have gone astray. Every man has turned to his own way. There was a preacher who was a mentor of mine in my early days of preaching who used to say, we all have our own way of sinning. Well, in reality, that's what the prophet is saying. We all have gone in our own way. Men have chosen to disobey God. They made that decision. You see, when God created man, man was created with volitional powers. That is, he has this choice. He can make choices and decisions in his life. That's the reason we're told, choose you this day whom you will serve. We have to choose to either to obey God or disobey God. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, he will serve one and disobey the other one. That's found in Matthew 6:24. You cannot serve two masters. And we've gone astray because men have chosen, made the decision to disobey God. Some have chosen to reject his law. So we have to make a decision not to reject his law, but to obey it. That's the reason in James 1:22, the Bible says to be doers of the word, not hearers only. It's not very much profit in just being a listener to sermons on television or a viewer of sermons on television. It's not much profit in just listening to a sermon and a service you might attend on the Lord's Day. It needs to be put into practice. But some have just chosen to just reject his law. Some have chosen to reject his love. And there's not a person under the sound of my voice but what God loves you. And let me tell you how much God loves you. He loved you enough that he was willing to give the royal gem of heaven to save your soul. Listen to John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's how much God loved you. But some have chosen to reject his love. Some have chosen to reject his goodness. The goodness of God leads you to repentance. Someone says, well, he hasn't been good to me. God has been so good through the worst of people. The very next breath you breathe is a gift from God and demonstrates his goodness. It's in God that we live, in God that we move, in God that we have our being. God is so good. But some have rejected his goodness. In a sense, they're shaking their fist in the face of God and saying, I don't need you, God. I don't need your goodness. And some have chosen to reject his grace. They've gone their own way. They've made that decision. The Bible says the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. And I believe that has to do, Titus 2:11, it talks about the incarnation of Jesus Christ. That God sent his Son into the world, the gift of his grace. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ came into the world to save sinners, Paul said, of whom I am chief. He came into this world because of the grace of God. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. We have chosen to reject him, to reject even his grace. And friends, we stir up the wrath of God when we turn from him, when we turn to our own way. You know, I could soft-pedal this and I could sort of whitewash the sin a little bit here and say it doesn't bother God when you do wrong. But that's not the case. It's not my task to water down the gospel. My task is to preach the gospel as it is and to not change what God says in his word. I love you, and I want you to go to heaven. And because I love you, and because God loves you, because we all want you to go to heaven, you need to understand that we stir the wrath of God when we turn away from Him. I want you to turn in your Bibles to the first chapter of Romans. And in Romans, the first chapter, Paul said, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and ungodliness of men who hold the truth, who suppress the truth, who reject the truth in unrighteousness. For that which may be known of God has been manifest unto them, for He shown it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even His eternal power and God, said so that they're without excuse." Now listen to this part of it. "For when they knew Him as God, they glorified Him not as God, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. And professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." A man is a foolish man who rejects God. And we only stir up the wrath of God when we turn from Him. And men have chosen to rebel. Oh, men haven't. So many people have chosen to rebel against God. There's a statement made over in the Old Testament in the book of Psalms, in chapter 2 of the Psalms. And it goes like this: "Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed." That's Jesus. And this is what they say. This is what the people say: "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." In other words, they don't want the restraint that God puts on them through His Word. And so they reject God. They reject Jesus Christ. That's what those verses are teaching by way of prediction through the pen of the psalmist. But I want you to notice carefully the next passage. "He that sitteth in the heavens," that's God, "shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision." You may reject God, but it will not last. But the rebellion continues. We've gone on our own way. But friends, I want you to know Jesus paid it all for you. Your sin was laid on Jesus. Whether you accept it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you benefit from it or not, Jesus paid it all for you. Your sin, my sin, was laid on Him. He became sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus lived a perfect life. He did no sin. Neither was any guile found in His mouth, 1 Peter 2:22. He did not sin. He lived a perfect life. He was that perfect lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. And nobody made Jesus do that. He did it voluntarily. He said, "I lay down my life for the sheep." And He became the propitiation for our sins, the sin substitute. He died in my place. I deserve everything that Jesus received in the judgment hall. I received everything that Jesus endured on that cross, the beating, the scourging. But Jesus took my place. He died in my place. 1 John chapter 2 says that Jesus is a propitiation for our sins. Not for ours only, but for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And I know Jesus paid it all for you. And we are delivered from the penalty of sin by His precious blood. Unto Him who loved us. I want you to turn in your Bible to Revelation chapter 1. And I want us to look together at verse number 5. Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 5. And this is a rather long sentence. And so I'm reading, and there are actually two sentences in Revelation 1:5. But let's look at the second sentence. "Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our own sins in His own blood. There's a song that is often sung, "What can wash away my sin?" And the answer, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so Jesus shed His blood that our sins be washed away in that blood. Turn now to Revelation chapter 5 and look at verse number 9. Revelation 5 and verse 9. "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." When Jesus shed His blood, it was to wash, to redeem us. See, if you redeem something, you buy it back, you take it back. And so we've been servants of Satan. Jesus died to deliver us from that captivity. He died, as it were, to buy us back. He paid it all. Now turn to Revelation chapter 7 and notice verses 13 and 14. "And one of the elders answered, saying to me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they that came out of great tribulation." And listen to him now. "And washed their robes and made them white." How? "In the blood of the Lamb." It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that can cleanse us and wash us from our sins. You see, when He died on that cross, He shed His blood for us. We are redeemed by His blood. Now turn to Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 11. "And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb." There is power to overcome the devil by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. "They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." You see, blood of Jesus Christ is shed for our salvation. He paid a debt that I could not pay, that I owed. I owed a debt. I was not able to pay that debt. But Jesus paid a debt He did not owe. He didn't have to do it. There's nothing that I did that caused Jesus to put Him in debt to me, so Jesus had to pay it. It was a matter of grace. Grace is God doing for us what we were not able to do for ourselves. And when Jesus paid it all, He purchased the church, and it's composed of those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. "Unto Him who loved us and washed us with His blood," washed us from our sins in His own blood, Revelation 1:5. Let me ask you a question. What does the Bible teach about when we are washed? You see, it's one thing to talk about being washed from our sins by the blood of Jesus. But I want to know, when does that happen? And the Bible answers that in Acts 22:16, "And now why tarriest thou? Rise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." You see, there's the what of salvation. What washes away our sins? Nothing but the blood. There's the when of that, is when we, as believers in Jesus, is confessing believers in Jesus, penitent confessing believers, are baptized, that our sins are washed away. And washing away of sins in Acts 22:16 comes after the act of baptizing, not before it. So that's how our sins are washed away, in the blood. Let me ask you, who is a lost sheep today? Who is lost? Well, Romans 3:10 says, "There's none that doeth good, You know, this is not a time for finger pointing. This is not a time for us to point at others and say, well, that's who he's talking about over there. What we need to do is take a good, hard look in a mirror and ask the question, as a straying sheep, have I done what I need to do to have Jesus as my shepherd? You see, all people have gone astray, but Jesus died for all. Folks, we never needed Jesus more than we do now. We live in a hard world. We live in a cruel world. We will live in a world that is given to sin. And you never needed Jesus more than you need Him now. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out, shall find pasture. You need to come to Christ today by believing on Him, repenting of your sins, being baptized into Him. And He'll add you to the church, Acts 2:47, because He's the Savior of the church, Ephesians 5, verse 23. I want to thank you for watching Getting to Know Your Bible today. I'd like to give you a personal invitation to visit the Church of Christ in your community. And also right now, pick up the telephone and call for the free Bible correspondence course. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
Hi there, I'm Ray Reynolds, the Marketing Director for Getting to Know Your Bible. I want to encourage you to check out Pray.com, a resource where you can read daily Bible readings or get daily prayer ideas. And there you can also now find Getting to Know Your Bible. You can search for Getting to Know Your Bible or for Billy Lambert and find resources available to you through podcasts and previous programs that we'd love for you to check out. We want to encourage you in your daily walk for God. We pray that God will bless you and use this resource to do so. Thanks for tuning in to Getting to Know Your Bible.
Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, Lord, love combining. Till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Getting to Know Your Bible has been presented by Churches of Christ. If you have a question about the church, or if you would like the location of a Church of Christ near you, or to receive the free Bible course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama 36580, or call 1-877-711-5214. Join us next time for Getting to Know Your Bible.